Hello and welcome to Rebound, the fast-paced test of knowledge and nerve. Today's six contestants are all hoping to win thousands of pounds. But if taking on each other isn't quite tough enough, they'll also have to take on this, the rebound bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see who's stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, I'm Ray. I'm a productivity manager from Canterbury.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm a student radiographer from Surrey.
Hi, I'm AJ. I'm a business analyst from London.
Hi, I'm Wendy, and I'm a publisher from Oxfordshire.
Hi, I'm Ollie. I'm an events coordinator from Cambridge.
Hi, I'm Nicole, a designer from Essex.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Of these UK sporting venues, which has the largest seating capacity? Here comes the rebound. Twickenham, Murrayfield, Old Trafford or the Millennium Stadium? All very big stadiums, but which has the largest seating capacity? You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. Nicole, you went for the Millennium Stadium.
I did. I got a bit confused because I was thinking, where's Millennium Stadium?
You know now, do you?
I think so.
Where?
Wales?
Yeah, it is. It's in Cardiff. So you haven't been there before, but...
No. But I haven't been to any of them, but I'm thinking it's got to be big.
Ollie, you're in agreement.
Yeah. Again, it was a bit of a guess, but I think it's one of the newer ones, so I figured they might have gone big with it when they built it.
OK. Let's see who's got the answer right. None of you.
Twickenham.
No.
Debating between the two.
Twickenham holds 82,396 and is the largest dedicated rugby union venue in the world. Now, that was a valuable chance to win some cash. You all passed on it. Let's see if you do better in this one.
Oh, dear.
Start the bar. Who of these has the most Best Actor Oscar nominations? Get ready for the rebound. Paul Newman, Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino or Laurence Olivier? We're looking for the one with the most Best Actor Oscar nominations. We will look a bit more confident after that one. Well, let's see what you locked in. AJ, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great actor. Not that the others weren't, but I think he's also won a couple of Oscars, so based on that, I thought hopefully he'd have the most nominations.
Let's see if you're correct. The answer is Laurence Olivier. Well done, Ray. You're the only one to bank some cash. Come on, guys. So you banked some cash. Let's see how fast you were and how much you got. £689. Now, it's looking pretty lean at the moment, guys. This is your last chance to bank some cash. Come on. We need just some of you to get some money. Start the bar. Which of these kings reigned most recently? The bar's going to rebound now. William the Fourth, George the Fifth, Edward the Seventh, or Charles the Second. All British kings, but we're looking for the one that reigned most recently. OK, you're all locked in. We need you to get some cash, guys. Let's see what you chose. OK, quite a few of you went for Edward the Seventh. Ollie, you went for Edward the Seventh.
Yeah.
You're good with your kings?
Not brilliant. I think he might be 20th century, so that's kind of why I went for him, but I'm not absolutely sure.
And AJ?
I think the 20th century was Edward George, Elizabeth. So George would have been... George V would have been after Edward VII.
So you went for George V. You sound like you know what you're talking about there. And Katie, does that give you a bit of confidence?
I thought it was George. It was a gut instinct, if I'm honest.
Let's see if you're correct. The answer is... It is George the Fifth. Well done to AJ and Katie. You got it right, but let's see how fast you were and how much cash you managed to bank. Well done to Katie. £569 you managed to bank. So that's the end of fast cash. It's a good time to look at the leaderboard. It might be painful for some of you. Here it is. Wendy, Ollie, Nicole, no money banked. But there are plenty of opportunities to steal their cash. AJ, you're in third place. Katie, £569. And Ray, you've got £689. You're out in front as we head into round two. Get set for battle. It's time to go head to head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against each other, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Ray, you earn the most in fast cash with £689, so you get to play first. Come and join me. Now, Ray, I know you're pretty good at board games, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I enjoy all sorts of board games, Scrabble, chess, all of those sorts of strategy games.
Do you think that'll hold you in good stead here? Because it probably means you're quite competitive.
Very competitive, and I'll try and work out some strategy, I think, to who to take on.
And you may be quite good at anagrams, then.
I love anagrams,
yes. We could have one or two of those coming up. Now, you get to choose your first opponent. Have a look at them. And we're also going to give you a bit of help. We're going to show you the leaderboard, because, remember, you can steal someone's money. Quite a few of them haven't got much money. Have a look at it. OK, so are you going to go for Nicole, Ollie or Wendy? They haven't got any money, but they may be easier to beat. Or go for one of the others and you could steal their money.
I think I'm going to choose Katie.
OK. Whoever wins this one is going to have a lot of money compared to the rest. Katie, what do you make of that?
It's a totally fair decision. I would have done the same. I'd definitely have picked somebody with the cash.
Katie, Ray, step up to the bar. Now, Ray, as you won the most in fast cash, you get to choose the first category. What are you going to go for? British Prime Ministers or US Presidents?
Oh, that's a fairly tough one. I think I'll go British Prime Ministers.
You said you're a strategy man.
Yes.
Were you thinking a bit that Katie might not be so good at British Prime Ministers?
Well, I was thinking if I could hopefully pick subjects that I might be good at that she might not be so good at, but it's a risk.
It's a good idea. Katie?
Politics and rubbish at, so you've picked a good category, but I wouldn't necessarily have been any better at US presidents either.
OK, you're about to see images of British Prime Ministers. All you have to do is tell me who they are. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Katie, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first British Prime Minister. Start the bar.
David Cameron.
Margaret Thatcher.
Tony Blair.
Winston Churchill.
Gordon Brown.
John Major.
Oswald.
Harold Wilson, oh. Katie. You said you weren't that good at that subject. You did quite well.
I impressed myself,
yeah. But it's Harold Wilson that let you down.
Yeah.
You're down to two lives. Remember, you lose those lives.
Yeah.
You're out of the game. And it means, Ray, you're in control of this game again. You get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Girls Aloud or Elton John?
Neither of those would be my first choice. I'm definitely going to have to go for Elton John.
Do you listen to Elton John?
Not a lot, but I know some of his songs, so hopefully it'll give me a chance.
Are you down as a Girls Aloud man, no?
Probably not so much Girls Aloud, no.
You're about to see titles of Elton John's songs. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. Katie, you're down to two lives now. Ray, you still have three lives. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Once again, Katie, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first Elton John song. Start the bar.
Wind.
Sun.
Man.
Benny and the Jets, Ray. Did you know that? Have you heard it?
No, didn't know that one at all. Not one of my stronger subjects, as you can tell.
No, but maybe better than Girls Aloud. It means you're down to two lives now, Ray. You're both down to two lives. We've got a game on our hands. Katie, you're in control. What's the next category going to be? Advertising slogans or TV locations?
Advertising slogans, please.
You went straight for that. Is that a good one for you?
No idea. They seem like very strange categories, so it's just luck of the draw.
Ray, would that have been your choice?
I'm happier with that than TV locations, I think.
Up will flash some famous advertising slogans. You just need to tell me which brand they relate to. This time, Ray, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first advertising slogan. Start the bar.
Rice Krispies.
Polo.
KFC.
Tony the Tiger. Ah, that's not right.
Frosties.
Yeah.
KT.
I know. I went for the actual.
You went for the
bigger.
Yes.
Idiot.
Well, it means you're down to one life.
Yeah.
It's getting really dangerous for you now. Lose that life.
I'm out.
You're going home. Mm-hmm. Ray, you've got two lives and you're in control of the game. You get to choose the next category. What are you going to go for? F1 champions or Harry Potter characters?
Oh, I think I'm going to have to go for Harry Potter characters.
You're not into your F1, are you?
I sort of like it, but I don't follow it as much and I read a lot, so I stand a chance with better chance with Harry Potter.
But what happens if Katie's read all the Harry Potter books?
Well, then it's going to be a hard fight.
Let's ask her. Have you?
I have. I'm a big fan, but that could come back on me, to be fair.
You've set yourself up for a fall.
Yeah.
You're about to see the names of Harry Potter characters. Each name has a letter blanked out. I need you to complete the name. Katie, the bar is heading to you first. Here's your first Harry Potter character. Start the bar.
Ron Weasley.
Hermione Granger.
Draco Malfoy.
Albus Dumbledore.
Lord Voldemort.
Sirius Black.
Luna Lovegood.
Rita Skeeter.
Neville Longbottom.
Severus Snape.
It's Snape. Severus Snape. Ray, you're down to one life. Now, this is serious. One of you is going home after this round. Katie, how are you feeling?
Really worried.
Wait, you fought back. Ray?
She's got choice of subjects, so it's a bit dicey at the moment.
That's right. You choose the category. What's it going to be, Katie? Musical instruments or ball games?
Musical instruments.
Are you musical?
I play clarinet and piano.
Oh, this could be a good one for you. Ray?
I like listening to music, but it could be a tricky one.
OK. Up will flash images of various musical instruments. Just tell me what they are. This time, Ray, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first musical instrument. Start the bar.
Piano.
Guitar.
Maracas.
Harp.
Trombone.
It's a tuba. It's a tuba. And it's done for you, Ray. It means you lose your last life. Remember all that money you brought into this round? It all goes across to Katie.
Sorry.
You're quite wealthy now, Katie. You had £689, Ray. Now, Katie, that goes across to you, so you have £1,258 banked. Well done. We're going to see you in the next round. Ray, you've been beaten by the bar. AJ, with £459, you'll be playing next, so come and join me. So, AJ, you quite enjoy playing poker, don't you?
I do. I love a game of poker. I've got a good group of us who've been playing about 4.5, 5 years together. And I've kept track of how things have gone over the last 5 years, and I've played 98 games, and I'm about £5 up.
I think a poker face isn't a bad thing in this game. Now, you get to choose your next opponent. Have a look at them. And we're going to also show you the leaderboard because you can steal someone's money. I don't think there's a lot of money up there. There's nothing. They've got everything to gain and you've got everything to lose. Have a good think. But don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Katie won our first head-to-head, but who'll join her in the next round? Right, AJ, you've had a bit of time to think about this. Who are you going to pick?
I think I've decided who I'm going to pick, and that's Wendy.
OK, why?
The reason is, I think we're probably the most opposite, and therefore, if I can keep control of the board, hopefully I know the things that she doesn't, but that could backfire. If I lose control, I could be out of here.
Spoken like a true poker player. Wendy, AJ, step up to the bar. Well, AJ, you talked about being in control of the game. Let's see what you're going to choose first. Trees or furniture?
I think I'm going to go for furniture.
Why is that?
We had our house refurbished last year, so I'm hoping that I'll know some of the furniture that's put up.
Well, all I could hear was Wendy chuckling away there. Would you have chosen that?
I probably would.
wood, so I'm not great on botany, so let's give furniture a go.
You're about to see some anagrams of different types of furniture. All I need you to do is unscramble them. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Wendy, the bar's heading to you. Here's your first piece of furniture. Start the bar.
Sofa.
Table. Table.
Chair.
Desk.
Stool.
Poof.
Bookcase.
Oh, blindingly
it's a
obvious.
One, isn't it?
Blindingly obvious.
Yeah, well, it is when you're told, but it's hard to start with. Yes. And it means you've lost a life. You are down now to two lives, Wendy, and you're not in control. AJ, what are you going to choose next? World Wide Web or Battlegrounds?
I'm going to go with World Wide Web. My history's a bit shaky, so hopefully the web's something I'm on every day, so hopefully I know something about it.
Up will flash some internet domain suffixes. Each relates to a country. Just name that country. To start with again, Wendy, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first suffix. Start the bar.
France.
Italy.
New Zealand.
Canada.
Ireland.
India.
Brazil.
Australia.
Japan.
South Africa.
Norway.
Finland.
Greece.
Thailand.
Spain.
Germany.
China.
It's Switzerland.
Yes, I know.
You knew though, didn't you?
Yes.
What happened? Was it the pressure of the bar?
Oh, it was just, you know, it just kind of like came out.
You're down to one life, Wendy. Lose that life, you are going home. AJ, tell me what our next category is going to be. Hitchcock movies or westerns?
Neither good topics for me, but I will go with Hitchcock movies.
OK, why?
I think westerns is quite a broad category and there could be a lot in there. Hitchcock movies, hopefully, is quite concentrated, so I should know something.
You're about to see the titles of movies directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in the missing word. Wendy, you're down to one life. AJ, you have three lives. Once again, Wendy, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your Hitchcock movie. Start the bar.
Murder.
Northwest.
Rear.
Plane.
Train. Wrong motor transport. It's quite a good guess, really. You're down to two lives. You're still in there. The fight back's on, though. Yeah. Wendy. Nice feeling?
Yes.
At last, you get to choose the category. What's it going to be? Birds in book titles or weather songs?
Let's go for weather songs.
Why have you gone for that?
Oh, it just sounds like it might span a longer period of time. It might not just be modern ones, it might be older ones.
OK. You're about to see some singles that feature types of weather in their titles. Each title will have the weather word blanked out. You just have to fill in the blank. You're down to two lives now, AJ. You still only have one life, Wendy. This time, AJ, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first song title. Start the bar.
Rain.
Fog.
Wind.
Clouds.
Lightning.
Storm.
Hot.
Hot stuff. Not so hot stuff for you, AJ. The wheels have come off. Yeah. OK, one life, lose that life, you're out of the game. Wendy, tell us what our next category is going to be. Photography or nursery rhymes?
Nursery rhymes.
Quick choice there.
I know absolutely nothing about photography.
OK. You're about to see the names of nursery rhyme characters. Each name has a word missing. Just fill in the blanks. You each have one life. Lose that life and you are going home. AJ, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first nursery rhyme character. Start the bar.
Jill.
Dumpty.
Beep.
Mother.
Willie.
King.
Georgie.
Duke.
Simple.
Jack.
Dr. Foster. You knew it too late.
Yeah.
You're out of the game. You lost your last life. What a nightmare.
No.
All that money you had goes across to Wendy. Remember, she came in with nothing. You had £459. That all goes across to Wendy. And you now have £459, Wendy. Well done. We're going to see you in the next round with all that money. AJ, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Ollie and Nicole, that leaves you to battle it out for the last spot. Step up to the bar. Ollie and Nicole, you both have nothing in your bank, but Ollie, because you locked in your answer quickest on the first fast cash question, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? Football legends or catwalk queens?
Don't think either of these are good for me. I'm trying to think what maybe Nicole might be stronger on.
The strategy could be key here, then.
I'm going to go with football legends, I think.
So, Nicole, is that good or bad for you?
This is a bit of a nightmare scenario for me.
You were joking.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm not really keen on football.
OK, well, you're going to give it your best shot.
Yeah, of course.
Up will flash images of legendary footballers. All you have to do is say who they are. You each have three lives. The person who loses those lives first is going home. Nicole, the bar will head to you first. Here's your first football legend. Start the bar.
Hello.
Maradona.
Ronaldo.
Gascoigne.
Oh, Cantona.
Best.
Oh, no idea.
Zinedine Zidane. Played for France. You didn't do too badly, though.
Oh, thank you.
You're down to two lives, though, Nicole. Ollie, you're in control of the game. Yes. What's our next category? Subtraction or division?
I think I'll go for division.
Are you good at maths?
I'm OK. I'm thinking maybe division might be the harder of the two, which I don't know if that'll benefit me or not, but we'll see.
Well, let's see. Let's find out. Nicole, what were you like at maths at school?
Not great.
This could be painful. You're going to see some division sums. Just give me the right answer. Once again, Nicole, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first sum. Start the bar.
Five.
Three.
Two.
25.
Four.
10.
25.
Oh, Nicole, it was 20. You said it was a weak spot. And you're down to one life.
I know.
Lose that life and you are going home.
OK.
That serious
can't
now,
happen.
Nicole.
Right, OK, let's do this.
Can you give her a good category now, Ollie?
I'll try not to.
Well, what are you going to choose? Middle initials or historical nicknames?
I think I'll go for middle initials, just because with historical nicknames, I don't know how historical that's going to be.
OK. Up will flash names of people who famously have a middle initial. This initial has been blanked out. You just have to tell me what the missing letter is. Once again, the bar will be heading to you, Nicole. Here's your first name. Start the bar.
J.
F.
L.
W.
D.
E.
S.
E.
E.
K.
J.
E.
No, it's Ulysses S. Grant. Did you know that?
I've no idea. No.
It's a great rally between the two of you. Ollie, you are now down to two lives and you've lost control. You, Nicole, get to choose the next category.
Oh my goodness.
Tell us what we're doing next. European landmarks or sci-fi shows?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to try for sci-fi shows.
OK. Would you have gone for that, Ollie?
No, I would have gone for European landmarks. Oh.
You're about to see images of well-known sci-fi shows. All you have to do is name the show. This time, the bar will be heading to you, Ollie. Here's your first sci-fi show. Start the bar.
Star Trek.
Doctor Who.
Red Dwarf.
X-Files.
Quantum Leap.
The Prisoner.
Oh!
You've lost your last life. It's game over. You're going home.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you've been a great contestant,
though. Thank you.
Ollie, congratulations. We'll see you in the next round. Nicole, you've been beaten by the bar. So three players remain, Katie, Wendy and Ollie. But who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Katie, Wendy and Ollie have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it to the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time, there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of these footballers scored the most goals for England? You know what's going to happen next? The rebound. David Beckham, Frank Lampard, Peter Crouch or Steven Gerrard? We're looking for the one that scored the most goals for England. You're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. Ollie and Katie, you're in agreement. You've both gone for Steven Gerrard. Katie, do you like your football?
Football's not my strong point, but I think he's a striker. He might not be.
Midfielder.
OK, not then.
Does play... Yeah, attacking roles, but he's not a striker. So, Wendy, you went for something different. You went for David Beckham.
I know, and I wish I'd gone for Frank Lampard.
Why is that?
Because I think that's the right answer.
So what happened? You just went too quick?
Oh, he's just so good-looking, I couldn't resist it.
Well, let's see if you're right. Yeah, it is Frank Lampard. So another valuable opportunity lost. No cash for any of you. We've got four more questions. Come on, guys. Start the bar. Which of these 1970s events took place first? Here comes that rebound. Star Wars released, Montreal Olympics, Bangladesh created, or Nixon resigns. All events in the 1970s. We're looking for the one that took place first. Let's see what you locked in. All in agreement, Bangladesh created. Wendy?
I think it was 1971, I hope. And I hope Star Wars wasn't before that.
It would be great if you all got it right, wouldn't it? Mm. And then we'll see who's the fastest. Let's see what the correct answer is. Yes, you got it right. Bangladesh was created as an independent state in 1971. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well done to Ollie. £600 in the bank there. But you all got some cash, so that's a good thing. Let's see who you're doing this one. Start the bar. Which of these countries has the most land borders? Here comes that rebound. Poland, Germany, France or Italy? We're looking for the one with the most land borders out of those four. You're all locked in. Let's see what you picked. Katie, Poland.
It was a gut instinct. France certainly has a coast, so I went for Poland. I think it's pretty landlocked.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It's Germany. So another opportunity to bank some cash missed. Let's see if you do better with this one. Start the bar. Which of these buildings is the tallest? Here comes the rebound. The Willis Tower, the Shard, the Empire State or the Gherkin? All tall buildings, but we're looking for the tallest one. You all locked in. This is what you chose. A mixed bag there. You can't all be right. Wendy, the Willis Tower?
Yeah, it's in Chicago. I was just there and I was standing down and I was looking up and it looked really tall.
Did it look taller than the Shard, do you think?
I haven't been to the Shard yet, so I can't compare them.
Well, the Shard's what you went for, Katie.
I think it's certainly taller than the Gherkin. I'm from London, so I've clicked something that's in London. Hope for the best.
Very patriotic of you. Ollie, you went American.
Yeah. I'm starting to think it might have been A, the Willis Tower, but I'm not sure, so we'll just have to see.
The correct answer is... It is the Willis Tower. Well done, Wendy. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. £571, that's a good amount. The last question in our fast cash, the last chance to bank some cash. Start the bar. Which of these chemical elements has the lowest atomic number? Here's that rebound. Helium, carbon, hydrogen or magnesium? We're looking for the one with the lowest atomic number. You're locked in. Here's what you picked. Another spread of answers. Ollie, hydrogen.
Yeah, I did chemistry A-level.
Oh, you've got to get this right.
I didn't do too well in it. So it's many years ago now, and I'm not that confident.
Let's see what the answer is. Yes, it is hydrogen. Well done, Ollie. You got it right. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you got. £833. That's a brilliant amount of cash to get in our last question. So that's the end of Fast Cash. It's a good time to look at that leaderboard and see how you're all doing. Here it is. Wendy, you're in third place with £1,430. £3 ahead of you is Ollie. You've just nudged in front with that last one. And Katie, you're out in front with £1,676. Well done. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final. And we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Katie, Wendy and Ollie each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop their bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar moves 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Wendy, because you've banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you here. Ollie, you're in second place, so your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Katie, you've banked the most, so this means you have the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Dollar, dirham or dinar? Start the bars. Ah, you're really quick locking in. Well done. Remember, the quicker you are, the less time you lose on the runway. We were looking for what is the local currency in the United Arab Emirates. This is what you locked in. Katie, you've gone for dinar. Have you been there?
No, I've never been there. Dollar is USA, and I hadn't heard of the one in the middle. I'd heard of dinar, so I went with that.
Wendy, you've gone for dirham.
Yeah, hindsight is a wonderful thing. And I think I should have been in Turkey if I was spending my dirhams.
The correct answer is... it is dirham. So you're right. Wendy, have a bit of faith.
Oh dear.
You're safe for the time being, but that means Ollie and Katie, this isn't good for you. We're going to have to move your bars.
No.
Well, it's early stages, but it's all pretty tight, particularly between you, Wendy, and Ollie. Let's see how you do with this one. Which of these is the correct answer? Southampton, Portsmouth, or Bournemouth? Start the bars. We were looking for which coastal place has been home to the Spinnaker Tower since 2005. This is what you chose. Ollie, you went for Portsmouth.
Yeah, I just seem to be able to picture it, seeing like a picture of Portsmouth on Wikipedia page, and you can see a tall white tower in it. That might be that. I'm not absolutely sure.
And so do you, Wendy. Have you been to Portsmouth before?
My two daughters went to uni there.
So you're pretty confident with this. The correct answer is... yes, it is Portsmouth. At 170 metres, the Spinnaker Tower is taller than the Blackpool Tower and the London Eye. So, Wendy and Ollie, you're both safe. Katie, you know what's going to happen. Move the bar.
No.
Well, that sucks you right into it now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's all close. Between the three of you, let's see how you do with this one. Which of these is the correct answer? Monty, Marty or Marengo? Start the bars. Wendy, took your time.
I know. Well, I thought I'd better be safe.
Let's see what you locked in. Yeah, we were looking for what was the name of Napoleon's most famous horse. And Wendy, you went for Marengo. Do you know that?
I think that was one of his famous battles and he might have named his horse after it.
Katie, you also went for that.
Monty doesn't sound like the name of a horse to me, so it was a toss-up between the two, and I went with Marengo.
Let's see who's right. Wendy and Katie, you got it right. You're safe for the time being, but Ollie, we're going to have to move your bar.
No.
Oh. Level pegging with Wendy, neck and neck. On with the next. Which of these is the correct answer? Dogger, Basin or Verity? Start the bars. You're all locked in. Let's see what you chose. Ollie, you've gone against the grain here.
Yep.
Verity?
I think verity might stem from something meaning like the truth in Latin or Greek or something, so maybe that's related to it.
Yeah, we were looking for which is a shipping forecast area. Wendy and Katie, you're in agreement with Dogger. Katie?
I'm hoping it's a lucky guess. I've no idea about shipping forecasts or anything to do with that, so fingers crossed Dogger's the right answer.
The correct answer is... it is Dogger. So, Wendy and Katie, you're safe. Ollie, this is looking bad for you now, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Move the bar. OK, this doesn't look good. Someone's going to go quite soon.
Oh.
And I'm counting on you at the moment, Ollie. You're going to have to turn things up.
I am, yeah. Hopefully I'll get, like, a couple of questions that I know about and, fingers crossed, put it back.
A couple of questions wrong, you're going home. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Water Matau, Water Sickert, Water Gropius. Start the bars. We were looking for which water was the founder of Bauhaus design. Here's what you locked in. So, Ollie, there's a lot riding on this for you.
Yeah.
You've gone for Water Sickert. Are you confident with that?
No, not really. I think I sort of narrowed it down to two. I thought it might be B or C, because I thought A was an actor or comedian. So I think it might be B or C, but that's just a guess between the two.
This is not the time to not be sure, is it?
It isn't. You're right.
Wendy, Walter Gropius?
Sounds like a German name, and Bauhaus sounds German. So, fingers crossed.
Katie, you went for the other option.
Yeah.
You went for Walter Matau.
Yeah, I did. It rings some kind of distant bell. I feel I maybe did something on Bauhaus art movement when I was at university, but I can't remember.
None of you seem that sure.
No.
But do you know who it really matters to? It's you, Ollie. You get it wrong, and you're in real trouble.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed for you, Ollie. The correct answer is coming up right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Katie, Wendy and Ollie are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for which water was the founder of Bauhaus design. Ollie, you really needed this to be correct to keep out of trouble. You went for Walter Sickert. The correct answer is... it's Walter Gropius.
Don't know if I'm going to survive this one. I can't really see much blue left.
That's really bad news for you, Ollie.
It is, yeah.
Well done, Wendy. You got it correct. You're safe for the time being. Move the bars.
Oh.
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 Just in, but the skin of your teeth.
Be quick, Ollie.
It means this next question, you're going to have to be rapid.
Yeah.
You may not have to think. You just got to go for it and hope. One in three chance you're going to get it right. Wendy, you're out in front now. You've got a bit of breathing space, but Katie is hot on your heels. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Egyptian, Greek or Norse? Start the bars. Ollie, you're out of the game, you're going home. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means it's between Wendy and Katie for a place in the final, and it is neck and neck. It's a really tight battle between you two. The next few questions are going to decide who's playing in the final. We were looking for in which ancient mythology was Eros the god of love. Let's see what you locked in. You both went with Greek. You could both be right, you could both be wrong. The correct answer is... it is Greek. You're safe for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Mackerel, haddock or minnow? Start the bars. Oh, considering we're right at the end of this game, you took ages locking in, guys.
I had a brain freeze. I just couldn't relate the term sky to a fish.
Nope, neither could I.
No.
Wendy, this is a really bad time to have a brain freeze. You didn't do much better, Katie.
No, I didn't. Maybe ever so slightly.
We were looking for what fishy name is given to a sky of rippled clouds. Oh. This is what you locked in.
Oh, no.
Oh, great, I'd see.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Well, you're both in agreement, so it's either very good for both of you or very bad for both of you. The correct answer is...
oh, dear.
Mackerel.
Mackerel.
Obviously.
You're both wrong. I'm afraid we're going to have to move your bars. Wendy, you're out of time, you're out of the game, you've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Katie, you're in our rebound final.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And to make things better, you get to steal Wendy and Ollie's money, which means you now are playing for a prize of £4,539. That's a great amount of money.
It's lovely, yeah.
Have you thought about what you do with it?
I have. I've recently purchased a house, so I do some home improvements, and some very good friends of mine are moving to New Zealand, so hopefully it'll pay for me to go out and visit them.
We're rooting for you, Katie. Let's find out if you can beat the bar. Now, Katie, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Katie needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches her. With every correct answer Katie gives, she moves one step closer to that victory and £4,539. But the bar is determined to hunt her down, and if it reaches her at any time, it's game over and she goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Katie?
Yes.
Let's reveal today's categories. Television, music, food and drink, world affairs, books or sport. Now, Katie, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. Which category do you want to play first?
I'll go with television, please.
OK. The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Good luck. Sally Berko appeared on which reality TV show in 2011?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Which Top Gear presenter was nicknamed Captain Slow by his colleagues?
James May.
The advertising agency Sterling Cooper Draper Price is the setting for which drama series?
The Office.
Who was Crockett's partner in Miami Vice?
I don't know, pass.
Who created and wrote Downton Abbey?
Julian Fellowes.
The TV drama Borgen was set in which country?
Sweden.
Who plays teacher Mr. Gilbert in The Inbetweeners?
Pass.
What is the first name of Alan Partridge's long-suffering personal assistant?
Pass.
What is the name of Bobby Hill's father in the TV series
Pass.
King of the Hill? Harpo is the name of the TV production company of which American star?
Pass.
In which TV series did Dakota Blue Richards play Frankie Fitzgerald?
Pass.
Which American TV star's autobiography is called Bossy Pants?
Pass.
In which year were the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers first seen on TV?
1994.
Terrence Howard plays the lead role in which US music-themed drama series?
Pass.
Which French crime... Katie.
I know, how embarrassing.
Katie, it was a disaster. It was like dominoes.
I know.
It was a rebound bloodbath. It's all gone red.
Oh, well.
Mad Men. Have you seen Mad Men before?
I just think I got caught up in the bar coming towards me.
Rebound. You felt the pressure, did you?
It got me, yeah.
Big Brother was Sally Berko. Tubbs was Crockett's partner in Miami Vice. Denmark.
I should have gone with a different category.
Oh. Greg Davis played Mr. Gilbert in The Inbetweeners. Have you seen Alan Partridge?
No.
Lynn is his long-suffering personal assistant. Hank was the name of Bobby Hill's father in the TV series King of the Hill. Harpo is the TV production company of Oprah Winfrey. Skins, that's the TV series that Dakota Blue Richards played Frankie Fitzgerald. Tina Fey, the autobiography called Bossy Pants, and Empire is the answer where Terrence Howard plays the lead role. And it meant that the bar caught you up.
Yeah.
Could you see it coming?
I did, and I think I then focused on that and stopped listening to the questions. I should have... I went for TV because it was... I don't know, I picked the wrong category. Oh, well.
Unfortunately, you're going home with nothing, and you have been, though, a fantastic contestant.
Thank you.
Katie has been beaten by the bar. That's it for today. See you next time on Rebound.